coming to you live from deep underground in his mother's basement. This is the Chester Norrington Show with your host, Chester Norrington.
Welcome again. It's Chester Norrington. This is the Chester Norrington Show. I will begin the show with an unusual moment of despair, moment of silence, maybe, but that's just dead air, so I don't want to be silent. A moment of encouragement. I want to just take a moment, and I want the nation to know. I want the nation to know what the world knows and what Chester Norrington and Tommy Knockers already know. There's a lot of misinformation out there about the coronavirus. I warned you over a month ago about it. You understand that now we are a nation divided and we are a world collapsing over a hoax. It ain't real. And today, I'm going to calm you down. Today, Chester Norrington is going to fix the economy. Today, Chester Norrington is going to prove once and for all that the coronavirus is nothing but a figment of the imagination perpetrated by the deep state to prevent Donald Trump from being reelected. So sit down, calm yourself down, take that stupid mask off your face, save the gloves for picking up dog poop and wiping your granddaddy's asshole, because you don't need them anymore. This is the Chester Norrington Show. As always, with me is Tommy Knockers. How you doing, Tommy?
I'm doing better this week, Chester. The last couple weeks, they've been rough, but, you know, I'm very somber for this country right now and the economy. And, you know, personally, I've been dealing with some things. So it's nice to come on here and just comfort people.
Yeah,
you know?
We're going to comfort everybody. We do have a caller. I checked him. He's not. It's not a prank. This guy knows what he's talking about. He's an expert that I spent several days vetting, and I can say, as a matter of fact, that there is not one human being with more factual information about the coronavirus than this gentleman. And I'm going to go ahead and introduce him, because I have him with us now, Tommy. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, I would like to go ahead now and welcome onto the program Dr. Faggy. Dr. Faggy is an expert on the coronavirus and how it is actually not real, and it is a hoax. He has a PhD in, I can't pronounce this word, I'm sorry. I'm just going to let him tell you what his PhD is in, because there's a lot of enunciating that I can't do with my speech impairment. So without further ado, Dr. Faggy, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Chester.
Oh, that's good to hear. You sound fucking wonderful. Now, Dr. Faggy, is it true that you have come onto my program to announce to the world that the coronavirus is in fake? In fact, a fake disease?
Oh, yeah, it's just a hoax.
It is a hoax. And
it's a big hoax.
Sound pretty bad, dude. You got good circulation in there. Is that your microphone?
Oh, it's
Do
just,
we have an audio issue with your microphone?
It's just very hot in here.
Okay. Well, why don't you do yourself a favor and open the window, cool yourself down. This is I hope reassuring to all my listeners. And we will of course provide lots of proof that the virus is not real. But you did, in fact, do a study with several hundred people that were affected by the disease, correct? You have been in contact with thousands of people?
Oh, yeah. I was over in China for a little bit. I have a PhD in epidemiology and essential oils.
And so that area of expertise helped you to identify that this was all bullshit?
It's just the flu. It's more people die from the flu.
Yeah, more people die from crowdlidic attacks from lizard folk too, but you don't hear about that in the fucking media. So, how many people would you say that were infected with this air quote virus were you in contact with?
30 to 40 thousand.
And of that 30 to 40 thousand, how many died?
I don't believe they died from this. The ones that did die probably died because they were gonna die anyways.
Or they were hit by a bus or something, right?
You never know.
That's true. Statistically, I just saw somebody get hit by a bus today. Saw somebody just struck by a fucking Greyhound. And he just kept driving. Just kept gray driving around. Yeah, Dr. Faggy, that sounds like he had a bit of some mucus. Maybe some mucinex. You got some, it's allergy season, right?
Yeah, it's the allergies. It's very hot.
Out of your mucinex pills, maybe some, try some, what's that called? Not Zantac, Prozac? Try some Prozac for that. That'll fix it.
Yeah, you know, I've been wondering, Dr. Foggy, so you get, let's say you study, 600,000 people who got a runny nose, right? And then some of them die after the study. They're not taking into account how they died, just that they had the runny nose and now they're dead, right? They're not connecting the dots on the information.
Yeah, this is just a big hoax. I think the best thing we can do as a people is we need to all get together in large numbers and just pray about it and just gather around, and then it won't even be an issue anymore.
And yeah, that is right there. Expert opinion on this Tessa Norrington show. For the first time, an expert with an expert opinion that fucking agrees with Tessa Norrington. So I want the world to know, and I'm sorry I'm getting heated. I don't want to, I know that your allergies are all over the place. So I'm not trying to step on your toes while you're talking, because I know your words are precious right now. But I am distraught. I am distraught, not because of a hoax, because I saw through that bullshit. I am distraught because my president has fallen to this nonsense and given in to this bullshit and shot the economy and closed everything down and stepped away from his word. And now he is just giving money away to all these people that aren't working, like this is some goddamn socialist cesspool of a fuckery. Goddamn it, Trump. What the fuck? I loved you. I loved you, you son of a bitch. We're gonna make sure Donald hears this. Mr. Trump, Dr. Faggy got words for you, okay? Dr. Faggy care for you, people. Listen to the man. Hear him right now. Do you hear this man? Is that the sounds a man would make if he had contracted a virus that is killing a respiratory system of a human being? That's a goddamn mucus drain from allergies. Allergies. Okay? So take your hands out of your ass and plant them firmly back on your shoulder.
And you know what, Chester? The thing that really gets me is these fucking checks that are supposed to come out. What about, like, full disclosure, everybody, I no longer live at the sheds, but where am I supposed to get my check to, huh? I'm a taxpayer. Well, okay. Never mind on that one. But I'm just wondering, where is it? Where are they just going to print this fucking money? It's ridiculous. These people are never going to go back to work because they're going to get the government money now. How's the economy ever supposed to bounce back from this Chinese runny nose, huh? You tell me, Chester. Chinese, they're fucking burying us.
Chinese runny nose that has spread socialism like a disease. Socialism has spread across this country. We shouldn't be shutting down the economy over some runny fucking noses. We should be shutting down the economy and the government so that we can reassess all the goddamn socialist bullshit that's happening. What the fuck? You work for your money. We work for our money. You want your money, you go to work. Ain't nobody stopping you from going and slacking in right now. go the fuck to work and clock in instead of sitting at home calling quarantine. Guess what? I know what you watch on Netflix. I know you're sitting on Netflix. You know why? Because my internet speeds have been shit. I haven't been able to record my show properly in 2 goddamn weeks because all you fuckers are lying about some fucking cough and runny nose and a little bit of a test cold. So you can sit at home and watch the fucking Circle on Netflix. Well, I'm not going to circle jerk this shit anymore.
You know what the conspiracy is behind that, Chester? The bandwidth shit? That right now, while we're all inside, huh? Well, some people are. I'm out on the fucking road here. But they're building more 5G towers. And they're trying to, they're using those towers to take over your fucking brainwaves. Don't even think about it. Don't even think that's not what's happening. They're rebuilding the infrastructure. They're getting smarter and day more dangerous out there. And you're letting it happen because you refuse to go to work because you're fucking lazy. You want the free fucking paycheck. You want to watch fucking Laverne and Shirley on the fucking retro network or some shit instead of going to work. You're killing this country and yourselves. You're fucking all mindless zombies. All of you.
Dr. Faggy, can I go ahead and get your expert medical opinion? How long before people who are infected with the flu, the Chinese flu, should go back to work?
Well, there's no reason you can't go back to work now. It's not... It doesn't even do anything.
Your room is it still hot, Dad? You sound like you might be feverish. Like,
I think I got a cold or whatever's going around.
That's not my moon rock in the background there. That's got to be Dr. Fuggy's. I'm just clearing the air there.
I'm actually, I'm on a time limit here. I had to go to do a speech to evangelicals in Montana. About 30,000.
Well,
I make sure to shake everybody's hand, because we are human beings, and you shake each other's hands.
I would not want to stop you from shaking those hands. I'm not going to prevent you from doing that, Dr. Faggy. So you just go out there, and now that you've given your opinion and your assessment, and everybody can be at mind's ease at home, I'll go ahead. I'll let you find your Mucinex and your Zantac and your Prilosec and just para pills, and get your essential oils and sniff them, however you do, and go ahead. And you just heal yourself while you go and you talk to these people and you shake those hands. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to terminate the phone call and let you do that. Because I actually I want to thank you, but we have a caller.
It was an honor to be on the Chester Norrington program.
It's an honor to have the truth spoken by a man of your caliber. Tommy, we have a phone call. Another person who can verify that the Chinese flu is nothing to be scared of. And this is a man from that area of the world.
So, we got a Chinaman on here?
That's what he called him, right? He's a Chinese man. Chinese fella.
That's it. That's fascinating.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and we'll have him on. His name was Han Wu, and is Han Wu with us? Han Wu, are you there?
I'm here.
Well, thank you for being on your program.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's what we do here. And we're out here to spread the truth, you know? And you certainly have the truth.
Oh, the truth will take you free,
Okay, Tommy, you got any questions for Mr. Hanwu?
Yeah, I want to know what it's really like on the street out there. Like, how overblown is this whole thing?
Very overblown. We back to work. We never stop working. That's how we are. We not Taiwan. We go to work. We fight through it. It's a little bit of a cold. Not a big deal. We eat broccoli. It make us feel better.
Let me ask you, buddy. The death rates coming out of this seem very exaggerated to me. What would you say? 5? Maybe 10 people? 10 old people over 90 died from this fucking thing? Right?
Very true. Not much at all. We perfect. We go back to work. There's no deaths at all, in fact. It's crazy. America, you overblow things.
So you're telling me that nobody died from this thing. They died from, like, the common cold and the flu just because they're old, right? Like, the normal rate, the people that would die, maybe even less than what it usually is at this time of year, correct?
Absolutely. Also, let me tell you, we'd be invaded by Japanese people. They come here with their swords and try to seppuku us. Nothing recently? Is real about the virus.
Are they doing this to you recently?
It started in late January.
Oh my God. The men are coming out from behind the sun, everybody. They're coming back. I knew these motherfuckers were waiting to take you guys out.
That is fine. They have swords. We have guns and tanks. You not see Tiananmen Square?
Yeah, I saw that.
I watch Tiananmen Square every other day, you know? That's a perfect example of government just putting their fucking foot down on people who got her standing up to them. You know what I'm saying? Just run them motherfuckers with a tank.
Motherfucking little piece of shit standing there with this shopping bag. Go fucking home to your wife, you motherfucker. You should have ran him over right there. Who the fuck does he think he is?
So, Mr. Han Wu, are you trying to tell me that the virus not only never affected China at all, but that the cure is to eat vegetables? It never existed. Eat lots of veggies. Eat broccoli all the time. Broccoli is a cure for everything. I eat broccoli all the time, so I knew your virus was a hoax anyway, but that makes me feel even better.
Buddy, better. Let me ask you something here. What do you think about energy crystals for, like, the 5 or 10 people that died? Do you really think if they had my energy crystal that they would have lived?
They will absolutely live. Energy crystal shortage in China. We need your crystals.
So you're
trade
saying
embargo. We got no crystals at all.
You're hearing this here, everybody, from a guy on the ground level in China, that the cure to the corona is the energy crystals. And look, it's the cure to the common cold too. Nobody wants to talk about it. That's all the corona is. It's less than a flu even.
That is absolutely true. And thank you, Mr. Han Wu, for calling. And just solidifying everything that we said with our expert, Dr. Faggy. Am I pronouncing that right? Was his name Dr. Faggy? Dr. Foxy Foxy? Dr. Foxy Faggy?
I believe it's Dr. Faggy. Faggy.
Dr. Faggy, okay.
It's Swiss.
Swiss, okay. That explains the accent there, too.
It's okay.
There was an accent. It was kind of hard to understand, Mr. Faggy.
Yeah, you were just pronouncing it how it's spelled. What are you going to do?
Yeah, well, that's okay. So, it's important for you to remember that we told you from the start that this was false flagging, gaslight, deep stating, doing what the deep state does. But they can't stop Chester and Tommy Knocker. No, they can't. And they can send their fucking warriors. They can send the people to make their phone calls and to prank us and to give us false information. But I will put my hip waders on and I will wade through that bullshit. I will wade through that shit and I will dig it with a shovel and I will find the truth. I will find the corn nugget of truth in all the shit that you throw at me. So I'm going to just go ahead and say it. You can send people to my compound. You can send them and try to interview me all you want. I might even talk a little bit. But
it ain't going to be anything substantial. I'm just going to say what I need to say to get out of the interrogation room. And then I'm going to come right back here and do my show. And it's not like that happened or anything recently, like a week ago. But in case it would happen, I just want everybody to know, Chester is here and he's not going anywhere.
And Chester would never give anybody up, right, buddy? No information at all. You're tight-lipped. No rat in here.
Most, I'm sure. Not a rat. No, not a rat.
Rats belong in the sewer, not on the airwaves.
That's a true statement. I certainly am not a rodent. So there's that.
I mean, that's good, Chester. That makes me feel a lot better.
I mean, rats aren't the only things that squeal, but that's, I don't even understand the metaphor.
Yeah, I'm not really sure where we're going here, buddy.
And we're not going anywhere. I just want to put everybody's mind at ease that Chester
everything is fine.
Should Chester be interrogated about anything, be it this podcast or one's activities on the side, Chester well, has
you know. When you live a clean life and you do right by your government and you're a patriot like us, like me, you got nothing to worry about. Ain't nobody can say nothing about you that'll get you in trouble when you're living clean.
Absolutely. Chester has nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about at all.
And Tommy Knockers, also nothing to worry about.
That's
nothing.
Right. You heard it here, folks, on my show that Chester Norrington's got nothing to worry about.
And Tommy Knockers, right?
Yeah, what you said. What he said. Chester Norrington, it's never going to go away.
And Tommy Knockers will always be the guest on this program. Co-host, even the Chester and Tommy show, right, buddy?
Yeah, the Chester and Norrington show. Featuring guest host.
Tommy
as always, Tommy Knockers, that's right. Nothing to worry about at all.
As always and forever, Tommy Knockers here on the Chester Norrington program. Yep. Everything is great.
Absolutely. So, how do you feel today? I feel like we've had several weeks of just getting beat down. Several weeks of just bad news from callers and from guests and from the media and people pretending to be FBI agents, certainly not real FBI agents, and I certainly did not have any conversations with those fake FBI agents. And now the coronavirus has been proven to be false on this show. And even though I have to turn my back on my president, I think that we as a nation, if we just listen to Chester Norrington and Tommy Knockers to move forward, we can fix the economy, we can end the socialism, we can end the hoax of it all. We can open the people's eyes to the fact that the brains are being brainwashed by internet connections and towers being built as they sit at home watching their streaming services.
Yeah, and all you people out there need to get back to work. Chester's on disability, so he can't work. And I just can't legally work in a couple states. So, you know, everybody else needs to do that part. We're doing this show. That's our fucking job, right?
This is my job. This is what I do for an income. I air live, and that's all there is to it. Ain't nobody gonna shut me down. Under no circumstances.
Live to tape. Live to tape. Buddy.
Chester Norrington would never go down on a sinking ship. Chester Norrington will protect Chester Norrington's show at all costs.
Yeah, and Tommy Knockers too. The Chester Norrington Tommy Knockers vehicle here. Never to be fucking taken down. With a bullet right here. You hear that, everybody? You hear that? Don't call in here talking, triangulating my fucking license plate number and shit. You can't get me. I didn't do anything.
It seems as though Dr. Faggy has not made it to his seminar with those people. I have received word that he's I guess he fell asleep and he's on his way to the hospital to be woken up. He's certainly not in a coma. He just fell asleep. So he's having medical attention. When you pretend there's a virus and ignore the fact that you're having other symptoms that aren't anything to do with the hoax virus, that can hurt you. And he was trying to prevent that from happening. And the poor fellow's just exhausted now.
Yeah, plus he probably has a tinge of the narcolepsy from all the Benadryl and stuff for his allergies. It happens. It's a side effect.
So, do not be alarmed that that has now been canceled. If you're any of the 30,000 people out over here in Montana that were eagerly waiting to shake his hand in a huge public gathering, because you just go ahead and shake each other's hands in his honor, and I'm sure he'll reschedule for tomorrow or the next day. As a nation, we can't reschedule. We got to move forward. We can't shut the economy down. We can't stop working. We can't let them take over because they live. And they live everywhere. And they need you to shut down. So, Chester Norrington, we'll move on. United States of America, we'll move on. And I'm sure, even though I'm really, really upset with him, President Trump will end the bullshit, end the socialism, and get right back to the good old American way. And if that means we got to drop a nuke on New York, then we'll drop a nuke on New York. And we will rebuild in the ashes.
And better, we'll move on as a country, as a people.
Even more capitalistic nation.
And Tommy Knockers will move on too. Going forward. Yeah. This entire country. With Tommy and with Chester. The truth. We'll set you free, right, buddy?
Yep. We will ride that boat right up the river together.
Yeah, the boat of truth.
Right up the river.
Not down the river, up the river. You know?
Yeah, right up the river. You know what I'm saying? As always, this is Tommy and Chester Norrington. And certainly, I will be back again next week on the Chester Norrington Show.
And me too. I'll be in next week as well.
Yeah, actually, I don't know. Of course he will. See you next week, everybody.